Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is she ever coming back?
I know I'm the most annoying guy in the world when I say drink water, drink water, drink water.
She's been gone for another 7 minutes.
I'm really worried about her health.
She's hard. Here she comes. She's hard wagging her finger at me going, we're not going to say a word. Don't talk about it. You've been gone for over 7 minutes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, are you the reason I saw crime scene tape on the women's restroom door?
Did you hear what Sam just said to you? Well, put your headphones on and he'll say it again.
Yes, Sam.
Are you the reason I saw crime scene tape on the women's restroom door?
How'd it go?
Better.
Good. Everything's good.
Taking a little sip of the constipation juice.
I did stop at the old QT for a Diet Coke today. And I bought a Powerball ticket. And
two bad decisions in a row.
You guys are being so mean that if I win, I'm not going to tell you and I'm just going to leave. You're not even going to know what happened to me.
Well, you just left for 8 minutes. You didn't tell us?
Oh, we'll know.
I figured you got the memo.
Okay. I'm being serious. This is me being your brother.
Yes.
Your extra brother. I think if we're still dealing with this tomorrow, that you need to go see a doctor.
Yes, I did call my doctor today, and they were on lunch break, and they said if it's an emergency, call 911.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, it's an emergency.
You might need to call 911.
I don't know that I agree with that, but yeah, I will. I'm on it. I promise. I got it.
911, what's your emergency?
Well,
I have an obstruction. I think you need to seek medical attention.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'm not kidding.
Take that under advisement.
You have forced me to the doctors before.
You're right. I have absolutely done that.
You've made appointments for me.
You are right. I actually have made appointments for you.
I know.
You don't go to the doctor. I'm going to make the appointment for you. You're right.
So I don't want to see you in this room again tomorrow until or unless
you've
been to the doctor.
Okay, I will do it.
And drinking water.
I will drink some water.
All right. There is a new study out. You might want to start drinking water today.
Okay. New study.
New study out. I don't know why this need to be examined, but it was. Of the English-speaking nations in the world.
Okay.
England, Ireland, the United States, Australia.
Sure.
New Zealand. In which country are the citizens more prolifically profane?
Ooh, I would say England.
England, okay.
All of Europe, I think, is more profane than we are.
Well, all of Europe doesn't speak English. Well, they do, but you get my point. English is not the first language. This is only in nations where English is the first language.
Okay.
Okay?
We're probably up there, but I think England's worse than we are.
There's England, there's Ireland, there is...
Wait a minute, though, because we look at what England says as a lot of curse words. They don't look at things like the C word or the three-letter F word as curse words.
Primarily, they were looking at the F word.
Oh,
we have that market cornered.
By the way, the researchers were from Finland.
Oh, Finnish.
Which does not speak English as their first language. When it comes to expletives, the United States is the most profane.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Finnish researchers found that Americans drop more F-bombs per capita than their UK counterparts, while Australians are the most creative in their use of the ultimate four-letter word.
Oh, yeah. Points for creativity every time.
The profane study, which was conducted by scientists at the University of Eastern Finland, set out to investigate the use of the notorious expletive on social media and across different countries.
Use it as a noun, a verb, an adverb.
Oh, yeah.
An adjective.
Mm-hmm. They found that U.S. citizens used that word the most frequently, followed by the Brits in last place, despite the perception that Aussies are potty mouths.
Yes, yes.
Australians came in last.
Aw.
Came in last.
Well, it's become socially acceptable here, and I know that there's an argument to be made that it shouldn't be. It only really bothers me when it's gratuitous and when it's in someone under the age of 20.
Oh, I told my children, as long as you lived in my house, you were not allowed to cuss.
Yeah.
Now, once you turn 18 and you move out.
See, I wasn't able to say that because I was the one lobbing them.
Well, I would.
As verbs.
I would occasionally.
The occasional adjective.
I mean,
adverb.
Always.
I would occasionally cuss in front of my kids when they were under the age of 18, but the rule in my house was you cannot use certain words that your dad says as long as you're under the age of 18 and living in my house. And if that makes me a hypocrite, then I guess I'm just a hypocrite.
It's a good rule. I mean, there are words that are reserved for parents.
Do you curse in front of your mom?
Extremely rare.
Yeah.
I mean, it is extremely rare. I have... I'm not proud of it, but I've probably dropped the F-bomb less than a dozen times in front of my mom in my many years. I'll tell you one time was when everybody came over to send me to rehab. I dropped the
F-bomb. That was the subject, verb, and direct
yes,
object.
Yes. I dropped the F-bomb probably 5 times in that conversation. But, I mean, that was my disease talking.
Yeah.
You know, it was defending itself. And when my brother said, you're going to rehab, and that's when I started using the F-word with a little bit of frequency. Mm-hmm.
But if you expand it out, I would almost guarantee, because we look at certain words, again, the C-word and the other F-word, as curse words, and that would make the UK by far number one, Australia probably number two, and then us third. We regulate our speech a lot in this country.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
A lot.
Okay. I would have thought the Australians would have been number one, and I'm kind of disappointed that they're not.
They only say wanka, and that just makes me laugh.
PickleCon is coming back to Kansas City next summer. Registration, Dana, is now open for the 2026 PickleCon tournament.
We had fun the 1 year we went and watched the professionals play.
Yeah, joke's on you. It's right next to your house this year.
Yeah, just going to start welcoming people into the neighborhood.
how's that going, by the way?
Non-event.
Nobody's played?
It's not up for rent yet.
Oh. Triple Crown Sports announcing the 3-day pickleball festival will once again take over the Kansas City Convention Center from July 24th through the 26th, bringing one of the sport's largest national gatherings back to the metro. In the last 3 years, PickleCon has grown into a premier destination for players, clubs, and fans of all skill levels. That one year we played at the, was that for Pickle Con?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Was that for Pickle? Okay.
Did you see today that there is one house in Kansas City that just bumped up to $20,000?
A night.
A night.
Yeah.
On Airbnb.
For the World Cup?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you look for 24 hours.
Did you look at the listing, Sam?
I have not. Actually, I said that was for 24 hours. If it's only one night, that would be 20 grand for more like 20 hours,
right,
maybe 18.
Right. Yeah. Now, they're hoping that a corporation comes in and buys that, because that's what happens during the Masters. You know, it's not all individuals coming over here to watch. It's Citibank. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Kerry, for years, handled huge corporate lodging for all of the high role clients and C-suite executives at all kinds of, you know, NASCAR, NCAA. And so that $20,000 a night, they are banking that a corporation is going to buy that and bring in clients.
You could get 20 rooms.
No, you can't.
At the Raphael for that.
No, you can't. All the hotels are sold out, aren't they?
I don't know that they're sold out yet.
Ask anyone trying to plan a wedding.
I take that back, because over the weekend, the dates and the teams were announced for Kansas City. So my guess is that people from those countries are now booking hotels here in town. Especially all those Curacaoans.
Yeah. Is that how you say it?
Curacaoites?
Curacaoans?
Racing up here from that tiny little island nation to book their hotel rooms to watch our team go 0-3. Can you tell I'm against the 48-team inclusion now? It's way too much.
It would be Curacaoans, yeah.
Is it Curacaoans?
Curacaoans.
Curacaoans. Yep.
Good.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, this just happened. The Michigan Wolverines have just fired their head football coach, Sharon Moore, after he was found to have had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Said the athletics director, Ward Manuel, Sharon Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for that behavior. He became the head coach just last year.
Huh.
That was quick.
Woo.
Do either of you make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Not a big fan, okay? Sam?
Be positive.
Yes, be positive.
How did that turn out?
Positive, I'm working on it. Hey, New Year's resolutions are not about being perfect every day. They're about keeping it in your mind to try to make small changes that make big differences in your life. And I think I've done a great
small
job
shifts,
in 2025.
Small shifts, big changes. You are absolutely right.
Progress, not perfection.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, I didn't make enough positivity changes in my life to not make that my resolution also in 2026. So
okay,
we're
going to
be
you.
Running it back.
Good for you.
So we're running back the be more positive
uh-huh.
for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. And was 2025 a great year, a good year, or an awful year for you guys?
It's a great year.
Great year. Okay. Sam?
Pretty incredible. Yeah.
You got a house.
Got fired for the first time.
Okay. We're still dwelling on that.
Still positive.
Sam, still you positive. Didn't get fired.
Well,
you were told not to come back.
I heard that phrase for the first time in my life.
Don't come back?
Uh-huh.
Don't call us.
We're going to positively
we
transition
will call you.
You right out of that door.
All right, so only 10.
Quickly.
That really hurt you, didn't it?
It did.
You know, I thought I was going to handle it pretty well. I've had dreams about it. Like, I don't think about it at all during the day.
But you dream about it at
I
night.
But I dream about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
anyway, New Year's resolutions.
We'll get to that in a minute. 10% of Americans say that 2025 was a great year. Only 10%. We are a glum lot. 39% of Americans said 2025 was just okay. 19% said it was bad. Mm. And 10% said it was awful.
Oh.
Awful. Yep. Where are the resolutions in here? Okay, here we go. 45% of Americans say that one of their resolutions is to put more money into savings.
That's a great one.
45% also say get more exercise.
Okay.
And 41% say one of their resolutions is going to improve their overall physical health. 40%, Sam, say they want to eat healthier. 34% say that they want to improve their holistic financial wellness. I don't even understand what that means.
Like your overall wellness when it comes to your finances. Okay. So it's not just savings, that's retirement, that's all the stuff that they handle at UMB Private Wealth.
Okay.
UMB.com/private wealth.
Are we in a commercial break? 29% say they want to spend more time outdoors, and another 29% say they want to boost their mental health.
That's a great one. Hmm. And if not boost it, pay attention to it.
Yeah, awareness is step one for sure.
An HR expert has revealed the four things not to do at your office holiday party.
Get drunk.
That's number one, Scott. We've heard that story over the years, and we've all known that person that this woman says had, quote, two glasses too many.
Take your shirt off.
In the age of smartphones, screenshots, and HR policies that apply just as much outside office hours as they do at your desk, don't be fooled into a false sense of security by the promise of a simple night out, because what happens at the Christmas party does not stay at the Christmas party.
You're technically on the clock.
Okay, here's the other one. Everyone knows workplace standards apply at work, but many forget they apply at Christmas time, too. Mm-hmm, things go wrong quickly when flirtatious behavior at the Christmas party unintentionally crosses boundaries. Mm-hmm. Touching or dancing too close for comfort. Certainly not a consensual kiss under the mistletoe. She says avoid that at the Christmas party. If you wouldn't pursue it sober in broad daylight, don't pursue it after midnight, drink in hand.
So, Sam, I didn't go to the Christmas party. I didn't need to be around it, all that alcohol and everything. And Dana was too late to get in her RSVP. You told me, though, that on Monday that the Christmas party was, for the most part, pretty tame.
It was awesome, yeah.
Everybody behaved themselves.
You guys got to run through the tunnel at Arrowhead. I love that.
Hall of Honor was great. Got to go out onto the field.
There was a time, and I'm thrilled that the Odyssey Christmas parties are now more tame. There was a time when I was about your age that the then Entercom, that was the name of the company at the time, the Entercom Christmas parties were the stuff of legend.
But, Scott, I would say 20 years ago, 27 years ago, that was true across the country. Mm-hmm. When companies shelled out enormous amounts of money. We used to have our party at the top of the Ritz-Carlton.
We would go to the Loose Mansion.
Yeah.
Here at KMBZ.
Yes, and things back then were, you know, we're in a more HR-conscious society today. So
there's a reason they didn't feature an open bar for about 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Number one is don't get wacky drunk. Number two
don't
is
flirt.
Watch your flirtatious behavior.
Hello.
Number three, don't use the party as an opportunity to vent about colleagues, management, pay, or other conditions. You never really know what might be overheard or what could be repeated afterwards.
Oh, that always happens.
Sometimes Christmas parties feel like the perfect moment to say what you really think, she says. They are not.
No, they are not.
Final bit of advice. People will be taking photos and videos you cannot control. So act like someone who knows Monday still exists and start 2026 with your reputation and your work relationships intact.
And sobriety is great.
All very good advice.
Have fun, be friendly, but remember where you are.
I showed up on Monday with full confidence that I still had a job.
Here's the last one. Sorry. It was four, but this one was part of number two. Inappropriate jokes, comments, or romantic gestures. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the one about that? No, let's not do that at the company Christmas party. Oh, my God.
We've had it. This was obviously years ago. It was like 25 years ago. We had two employees get into a fist fight at the Christmas party. And I'm like, inside the Loose Mansion.
Yeah, which is not an enormous space.
And then, of course, there was the time at the, is it the Cashew downtown? It's a second floor bar, like on 20th and Main or something. I can't remember. That was the one where the gal was upset that her boyfriend had not asked her to marry her.
And jumped up on the table.
And she requested the DJ play, "If You Like It, You Should Have Put a Ring on It." And she jumped up on the table, dancing and dangling her left hand in front of her boyfriend's face.
Did she fall? Because the only thing that would make that better is if she fell.
I just remember I was sitting about two tables away, and I'm just like,
oh boy.
This is not going to go well on Monday.
Not going to play well on Monday.
No.
A couple of recalls I want to talk about when we get back, just to mention, not necessarily looking to make it a topic. Like thousands and thousands of power banks sold on Amazon have now been linked to reports of fires, burns, and injuries. That's number one. And number two, Overland Park just had another case where a lithium ion battery in the garage almost burnt someone's house down.
913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget about Coats for Kids. We got about 9 days left in our campaign, and we could really, really use your help. If you can make a donation, $25 will put a new coat on the back of a child here in Kansas City. Just go to KMBZ.com or text KMBZ Coats. One word, KMBZ Coats. To 44321, and thanks.
So Amazon has a huge battery recall right now, and these are the tiny power banks that anyone would use, like you plug in your phone next to your bed, right? Which is why a lot of safety experts say charge your phone on the kitchen counter, on the countertop at night, and not by where you're sleeping, because there have been burns and injuries because of this. 210,000 INIUBIB41 power banks are being recalled. The power banks have a black or blue case. We can put this on social media so you can make sure you don't have one. They are calling this an urgent recall alert. Mm. And these were sold just about everywhere.
So
almost $500,000 in property damage. They were sold on Amazon back in 2021 and 2022.
How do I know? And Sam, maybe this is a question more for you than for Dana or me.
I know what you're going to ask before you even ask it.
Go ahead.
That these aren't getting on airplanes. The answer is they are.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but that wasn't it. How do I know if I need a replacement lithium battery that I'm not buying some fire-ready piece of crap from China?
You go to the company and pay their exorbitant price. Yeah.
Basically any of the third-party.
And you could buy a third-party battery that's perfectly fine. It could be wired perfectly to operate with that charging system. It could be wired perfectly to operate with the phone or whatever device you're using the battery for. The number of these batteries that end up causing a fire is incredibly low.
Until
it happens on your plane.
Right. But the risk is not really worth it if you could buy that one that ends up catching fire, and then that fire literally can't be put out until all of that lithium burns out.
Here's the problem with the recall. So first, you've got to find your product in your house. Then you've got to check the serial number, right? Then if the unit matches the number printed on the back of the device, you've got to go to the recall page and register for a refund. Very few people are going to go through all of that
for
15, 20 bucks, right?
Right.
Bullet point number three is where we should all be concerned. Do not throw the charger in the trash or regular recycling. The battery must be handled by a hazardous waste or e-cycling facility.
And I guarantee you,
no one is going to get in their car. Do the work, by the way.
Right.
Figure out, do I have one of these things? Then get in their car and look for a hazardous waste recycling place.
You know as well as I do that people, you're told not to throw paint in the trash, lithium batteries in the trash. I guarantee you there are tons of paint in cans sitting at Deffenbaugh in Shawnee.
Not supposed to do it, but people do.
I also guarantee you that there are God knows how many old lithium batteries sitting in Deffenbaugh. It is probably a miracle that that place doesn't catch on fire every single day.
Then we go to Overland Park. No one was injured in late night fire near 157th and Oakmont. The Overland Park Fire Department is investigating the cause of a fire near 157th and Oakmont that they are now saying 11 p.m. Tuesday was a lithium ion battery in the garage used to charge lawn equipment.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrived, they saw smoke coming from the garage. Everyone was able to get out safely. They got the fire under control. Damage was contained to the garage. However, to me, the garage is the scariest place to have those batteries. Because, you know, as much as you don't want an ion battery next to your bed in your bedroom, at least you would know immediately that something was on fire.
We all have one next to our bed in our bedroom.
The chargers, yeah, that you charge your phone overnight. The garage battery, and there was another one of these fires in Prairie Village, what, Sam, 2 weeks ago we talked about. And mm-hmm. It was also either chargers for lawn equipment, chargers for drills.
I believe it was for a drill, if I remember right.
Weed whackers, all of that stuff. You can have it in the garage. You can't charge it or keep it alive in the garage. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, so I have a hodgepodge of different power tools.
Yes.
From different brands, right? So I've got three different kinds of batteries paired with three different kinds of chargers. You will never walk into my garage and find one of those batteries plugged in without me being home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unattended in the sense that I'm sitting there watching it the entire time. That would be ridiculous.
Sam, they don't spontaneously combust if they're just sitting there not on a piece of
equipment. They don't even spontaneously combust. It takes hours for them to overheat. A very long time.
Which is in the garage, why you wouldn't know it, Scott.
Well, I remember you guys weirded me out so much a couple months ago. I had Heather go across the street, open up my garage door, and unplug the charger for the weed whacker, even though it's the one that came with the weed whacker.
And most of the time, if you are running with the properly branded, specifically designed battery for that system, like, for example, I love Bauer from Harbor Freight. Theirs has an automatic shutoff. So, like, when I plug in my drill battery, I'll come back and it will be off. But I don't just leave it plugged in. You unplug it.
But if the threat is from the battery being plugged in, right, then why are airlines forbidding you from putting lithium batteries in your stored under the plane luggage?
That has to do with a change of pressure and temperature. So you're also supposed to store lithium ion at room temperature, which is also a major issue with electric vehicles. Because any temperature under 30 degrees can severely impact, one, the battery's ability to store energy, and two, its longevity.
Well, but Teslas are powered by lithium batteries.
Yeah.
People in Kansas City own Teslas.
But I have a Tesla charger from Tesla. That's the one thing I would never buy on Amazon is one of those to charge your car.
Park your Tesla in a parking lot. Yeah.
You sort of have to have the one that comes with the car, I think, for that.
In sub-zero temperatures, come back 2 days later and it will be dead. Deader than a doornail.
Not dead, but it does lose charge faster in the winter. Investigators believe, by the way, the lithium battery for the lawn equipment is where they're zeroing in on this. But there was also damage in between the lawn equipment battery and the beverage refrigerator. How many of us have the garage fridge?
I have an outdoor fridge on the back patio, but
it has to specifically be an outdoor fridge. If it's going to be in your garage, they are specifically designed to be able to withstand the change in outside temperature while maintaining internal temperature. Same issue if you have an indoor fridge in your garage. It could very easily overheat and cause a fire.
Can I ask the dumbest question ever? Because
whatever you want.
No, it actually is the dumbest question ever, but I have to ask. We have one of these beverage fridges, and it is outdoor adjacent. And the other day when it got really, really cold.
What do you mean outdoor adjacent?
I was wondering, sort of out by our patio.
Is either indoor or outdoor?
I was wondering if when it is super, super cold out, that refrigerator is usually at 48 degrees, I think, or 50 degrees, whatever.
It's pretty warm for a fridge.
Maybe it's 42. I don't remember. 38. Does that 38 probably. Sound right? Anyway, let's say it's 38. When it gets to be 0 degrees outside,
The fridge does not stay at
48. It doesn't say at 38.
So I have a small dorm-sized fridge on the back patio.
Yes.
All right, we keep Gatorade in there.
Yeah, like a wine
Coca-Cola's,
fridge.
Coca-Cola's, whatever. In the winter, one winter a couple of years ago, we now, when it starts getting below freezing, bring everything inside and put it in the garage.
Got it. So just unplug it. Don't use it.
Well, we don't even unplug it. I've never unplugged the refrigerator, but it will go below freezing inside the refrigerator if the temperature outside is below freezing. I've had things explode
burst
in there. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
So you need to bring that stuff
in. Bring it in.
Yes. Yes.
Is this in the little shack?
It is in our little shack.
Which isn't temperature regulated.
No, but it's not. It doesn't get as cold in there as it is outside. But I was literally yesterday, I saw there's a couple of old cans of beer in there. We don't even drink beer. And a Diet Coke.
Then why is there beer in there?
Well, because we have, you know,
those adult will explode.
We need to take them out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And today's the day to do it because it's like 48 today and tomorrow.
Just because the fridge is at 42 or whatever, it doesn't maintain.
It doesn't warm up to 42 if it's zero out.
It's a fridge, not a heater. 913-586-7798. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how music lives in a certain part of your brain, like your telephone number as a child, and it just doesn't ever go away? Like,
even when you get dementia, yeah. People can
or you don't hear a song since 1981 you haven't heard, and then it comes on like 80s on 8 or something, and you know
remember
the lyrics.
Every word, yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is true for every song, but the other night I couldn't sleep, and you know how that squirrel in my brain starts going. I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to remember the 12 Days of Christmas. I could not. There's the partridge in a pear tree, mm-hmm. Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
That would be the second day.
Three French hens, two turtle doves. So I can do everything from five golden rings. It goes, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves. It gets really fuzzy.
What's number one?
And a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. It gets really fuzzy from 12 down to 5. Can you do it?
No, I can't do it.
Okay, let me give you a hint. Six. There were maids milking, and there's lords leaping.
I don't know how many.
It's a lot of birds. Then I can't sleep, and I'm thinking, why did my true love give me all those birds? It's just a bunch of feathered things that are going to poop all over her house.
It's not a true story, Dana.
Yes, it is. No, it's called not. The 12 Days of Christmas My True Love Gave to Me. 12, is it drummers drumming, Sam? Can I guess?
Okay, I've got it here. On
there's
the 12th day
drumming.
Of Christmas My True Love Gave to Me, 12 drummers drumming.
11... Lords a-leaping?
Piper's piping.
Piper's piping!
10.
This is what...
Lords a-leaping?
Lords a-leaping.
This is what happens in your brain?
9 maids a-milking?
No.
Oh, 9.
You want to try again?
9. Ladies dancing?
Ladies dancing!
Oh.
8.
8 maids a-milking.
There it is.
Ooh, 7 swans a-swimming.
Uh-huh.
6 geese a-laying.
Uh-huh.
5 gold rings.
Wow. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Dude, you would be arrested if you gifted somebody all that stuff. I don't want lords leaping through my house. I certainly don't want maids milking. What are they milking?
Am I going to get the last 2 minutes of my life back?
If you were watching Bridgerton, you certainly would have welcomed Lords of Leaping through your house.
I don't know about maids of milking. Look, the phones are ringing. It's because people know it. I don't know. Goats, maybe?
A cow?
No. And pipers piping, that would get annoying real fast. Are they recorders? Are they clarinets?
Yeah, I think the only thing I want on this list is drummers drumming, because that would be kind of cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
As long as they leave eventually. And golden rings.
Yeah.
Definitely want the golden rings.
Yeah. The five gold rings.
Maybe nine ladies dancing.
What is the origin of that song? Origin of 12 Days of Christmas song. It's got to come from somewhere.
Clearly.
It's got to come from somewhere.
It originated in England.
Just came out of thin air.
With the first published version appearing in 1780.
It was actually part of the Big Bang.
It was a popular song detailing gifts given on the 12 days after Christmas. Did you know that? I think not. It was originally the 12 days after Christmas, December 25th to January 5th.
Are you on drugs?
No.
Yes.
Oh, the earlier first version, by the way, was for collie birds.
What's a collie bird as opposed to a calling bird?
A blackbird. A calling bird's one that just goes, caw, 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 caw.
Why would you gift someone blackbirds?
Also, the Catholic News Agency reports, Sam, that it's actually an English Christmas carol that launched in 1558.
Mm-hmm. Like I said.
During the persecution of Catholics.
The Big Bang.
I believe there is another, the reason it goes from like the day after Christmas to January 5th or whatever it is, or January 6th. Sam, if you have a second, can you look this up? I believe January 6th is an Orthodox Christian holiday. I believe it's the Orthodox Christmas.
It's also the Epiphany?
The Epiphany. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Or Italian Christmas.
Italian Christmas, okay. Yep.
And maybe so, someone was like, I've already opened all my presents, but here's an epiphany. I want 12 days more.
Okay. Well, no, it's the arrival of the Magi to Jesus, symbolizing Christ's manifestation to the Gentiles.
Good talk.
You asked.
I just couldn't remember the piper's piping. That's all.
Oh, my God.
From the text line, well, we know what she's not full of anymore.
Your brain is a dangerous playground to play on.
All night, the other night. And then it switched over to the Dixie Chicks.
The Chicks.
Traveling Soldier.
They're not racist anymore.
For 2 hours, I could not get that song out of my head.
Don't steal my joke.
You stole mine earlier.
Never racist. The phones are still ringing. If you want to call in and sing the 12 Days of Christmas at 5 o'clock,
we are not asking for that. We would entertain that. We will not entertain that.
I think it's a great idea.
Dana, you're going to be coming in here and answering the phone.
By the way, look outside.
Call Sam and sing that song.
It's 5 o'clock. And
913-586-7798.
No. It's 5 o'clock and the sun is still up.
I told you.
Yeah, but we're losing it in the morning.
Was there another kind of drug in those laxatives?
Man. How much X-Lax did you take today? 4 tablets?
8.
I think that's dangerous. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.